Hello, Telly Tuners. Oh my goodness. Welcome back to WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. This is Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe.
Except wait, Chloe's not here tonight. But whatever. No, not whatever. I'm kidding. I really miss Chloe and I'm like by myself right now. And I did ask for some guest hosts, but no one was available, and that's okay. You know what? Because we'll get through this. So I actually do really want people to be super active with me tonight. You all have to text me, you guys. I wish I had a line for you guys to call in on because that'd be so fun. And it makes this, part of the fun is like being conversational with Chloe. So totally text me. You can't call me, but I wish you could. But yeah, so tonight's episode is all about Glee. Oh my gosh. I was so excited when Chloe suggested this one because I hadn't even thought about it. Like, I haven't thought about it in forever. But yeah, this is one of my favorite shows, truly. But this very first song is an absolute pillar of the show. This is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, covered by the Glee cast.
Train going anywhere.
Yeah, so that was Don't Stop Believin' by the Glee cast. Also, I should let you guys know every single song that I'm playing tonight is going to be the Glee cast cover. So lock the freak in because we got some freaking bangers on our hand. And speaking of bangers, this next song, oh my gosh, is so good. It's early in the first season. There are so many characters. Well, first, actually, let me like talk a little bit about the show. Glee is a 2009 jukebox musical series about high school show choir. And you know why this is so fitting for me to be doing this one solo? I did show choir. Uh-oh, alert the presses. I did show choir in high school. Ooh, oh my gosh. And this show is nothing like high school show choir, but it's a good show. So whatever. So yeah, it's a jukebox musical, like comedy, drama kind of thing. Jukebox musical, basically, if you guys don't know, they just pick random songs that are like top 40, just out in the world, and they like kind of make a musical based on that. So the premise of the show is that this like Glee cast is being put together by Will Schuster. Oh, the characters are, we have Rachel, Finn, Kurt, Santana, Tina, Puck, Quinn, Artie, Brittany, Sue Sylvester, William Schuster. Oh goodness. I'm sure there's others that I'm forgetting, but William Schuster is kind of our leading guy at the beginning. You think he's the leading guy. He's really wanting to relive his peak high school dream of directing the show choir at his high school that he's been at since he was a child. And now he teaches there. He teaches Spanish. So he wants to restart the Glee Club at William McKinley High School. And there's only like a few ragtag team of misfits who get together and just want to sing some songs. In order to get the Glee cast going, though, he blackmails a student, and it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We are not on William Schuster's side, but at first you kind of are. You think you are, but then he's the worst character. Hold on. Oh, one of the characters is named Mercedes, who is going to be singing this very next song. Early in the first season, Mercedes forms a crush on a young man named Kurt. Kurt is very outwardly and easily seen as a stereotypical gay man, but Mercedes has no idea. So she has a crush on him, and she tells him, "Hey, I like you." And he says, "Oh, I like someone else." And he's looking at Finn, who's a football player, but right when Mercedes turns to go see who he's talking about, Finn ducks down and we see Rachel. So Mercedes sings this song about Kurt. What is Kurt's last name? Whatever. But this is Bust Your Windows by Mercedes from the Glee cast.
Don't mean that you
was Bust Your Windows by the Glee cast. That song is so fire. All the songs I'm going to play for you tonight are so fire, except for one song. I did put one really, really, really bad Glee cover in this because it's absolutely hysterical. And if I had to hear it, you guys have to hear it too. I think that most people have seen this show. I'm getting a lot of feedback. People are texting me. Thank you for texting me, people. But people are texting me. They're saying, like, this one's freaking fire. This one's awesome. And I'm really excited that we have some Gleeks out there. But yeah, my boyfriend actually just started watching Glee. I don't know how. Oh my gosh, Chloe just predicted the bad song that I put on here. Man, she is with us. She is with us in spirit right now and with us virtually on my phone through text. Yes, Chloe, you are correct. That is the bad song that I queued up. And I'm not even going to tell you guys what she said because no spoilers. But I think most people should have seen Glee. And if you haven't seen Glee, you like should watch it. It's just like a cultural reset. You know, it's something that's so culturally significant in just everyone's life. And I feel like it's just one of a kind. There's really nothing like it. But this next song, kind of bringing it down a little bit, is one of my favorite mashups from the show. It is I Feel Pretty Unpretty by Quinn Fabre and Rachel Berry.
You up in my shoes, make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful, but what does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair, same old me again today. My outsides are cool, my insides are blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I've tried different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, I have myself to blame. I'm just tripping. You can buy your hair if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup that Matt can make. But if you can't look inside you, secure until I met you. Now I'm being stupid. I used to be so cute to me, just a little bit skinny. Why do I look to all these things to keep you happy? Maybe get rid of you and then I'll get back to me. My outside's so cold, my insides are blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I've tried different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of
feel pretty unpretty by the Glee cast. I love that song. That song always, like, I don't know, since I was a kid, I've loved that song. I actually first started watching Glee because my older sister was watching it. I remember I was really young and she was in like 7th or 8th grade, and my older sister, she's the oldest of the family, so she was kind of the guinea pig, and so she wasn't allowed to watch like adult shows until like later in her life, and then the second she got to watch shows, we got to watch them. So it was always like a thing where it was like unfair that we got to watch them, but Kaylee had to wait to watch them. So I remember that my very first exposure to the episode or to the show was the Michael Jackson episode, which I was gonna play a different song next, but let me actually cue this one, because this one is one of the best from, I think, the entire show. Well, I'm gonna say that about every song that I play, except for that one. I think all of these songs are just the absolute best. Chloe's not here, but I really want to do our question, so maybe I'll just ask myself. I just looked at the second mic to see if I should activate it and switch between the two, but I'm not going to do that. That's doing too much. And you guys can't even see me do that. So I would just be giggling to myself, and that's ridiculous. But Megan, who's your favorite character and who do you think you are? Huh. That's a great question, Megan. I think I am, well, my favorite character. Oh, shoot. Actually, I had, oh. Whose favorite character is not Blaine Anderson? Blaine actually comes in later in the seasons. He comes in, I think, season 2. And Blaine Anderson is played by Darren Criss. And he is just my baby. I love him so much. He can do no wrong in my eyes. He is a part of the Dalton Academy Warblers, who they do a cappella. They do like strictly a cappella songs. I actually do have a few Warbler songs up next. But my exposure to Glee started with Blaine Anderson in the Michael Jackson episode. And in that episode, no spoilers, but spoilers. Joseph, turn it off. Don't listen. I'm about to spoil it. He's just watching it for the very first time, so I don't want him to get spoiled. They sing Bad by Michael Jackson in a parking garage, and it's so awesome. And a big theme of the show is that they throw slushies in each other's face. It's so weird and so random, but I've always wanted a slushie thrown in my face because of this show. So at the end, it's a battle between the New Directions, which is our main cast, the McKinley High School Glee Club, versus Dalton Academy's a cappella group. And Blaine has switched from the Dalton Academy Warblers to McKinley High's New Directions. And so it's a big war of them singing Michael Jackson's Bad in a parking garage. And the Warblers get a slushie, and they try to slushie Kurt. But Blaine jumps in the way very heroically. But then something gets in his eye and he starts screaming, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, what just happened? A slushie shouldn't do that. So Santana, the baddest bee in town, goes to Dalton Academy to interrogate it out of the lead singer of the Dalton Academy Warblers, Sebastian, and together they sing Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson, and that is this song. It's so fire. Here you go.
You've been hit by a smooth criminal. So they came into the outway. It was Sunday, what a black day. Mathematics hesitation, sounding heartbeats, intimidations. Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay?
So Annie, are you okay? On the carpet, and then you went into the bedroom. He was struck down, it was your doom. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
You've been hit by,
you've been struck by
a smooth criminal.
Was Smooth Criminal by Sebastian and Santana. Also, Chloe texted me her favorite character and which character she thinks she is, which also I believe I did not say which character I think I am. But Chloe's favorite character is Santana, which, oh, so true. Santana is the baddest bee in town, like I've said. And Chloe says she is so Kurt Hummel. Hummel is his last name, I forgot. That's awesome. I love Kurt Hummel. He's so awesome. And he has this very specific way of singing where he like never shows his like top set of teeth. It's like so interesting, but I love it. The character I think I am, I've been compared to this character quite a lot. And I kind of see it. I get a lot that I am Sam. Sam Evans? Is that not a lot? I don't know. Sam. Later he gets called like Trouty Mouth because he's got really big lips. And, like, it's, yeah, he's kind of just a guy. And I feel like, you know, somewhere I'm just a girl. So, yeah. But this next song that I have queued up is by The Warblers. So it's all a cappella. Like, I don't know if it actually is all a cappella. Like, you'll hear the notes that get sang in this, but yeah, this one's a really, really good one. And everyone I've like talked to about this one, they're like, banger, banger. But so are all the songs I'm going to play tonight. So this is Bills, Bills, Bills by The Warblers from the Glee cast.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be getting. And now you ask to use my car. Driving all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me. Ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You traveling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, or haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what I'm ever about.
I'll pay my bills, can you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill.
I don't think you do, so you and me are through. Now you've been acting
card. Give me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but instead you're heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating. Tell your friends that you be balling. And then you use my cell phone. Calling whoever that you think's at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. When your mama's time is your more than once. Trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what I'm about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my bills? Trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, oh, I haven't I found another. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, oh, I haven't I found another.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my
telephone? Telephone bills? I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobile?
Can you pay my bills?
If you did, then maybe we could chill.
I don't think you do. No, no.
So you and me
are through.
Bills, dude. So good. That was Blaine Anderson. That was Darren Criss singing the lead. And yeah, so they're supposed to be a cappella, but of course, like, they're studio recorded songs, and they sing them over in the actual show. This next one, it's the bad one, and I'm not sorry because I had to hear it, and so now you guys have to hear it too. It is the Glee Cast version of "Baby Got Back."
LA face with the Oakland booty.
And I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, you wanna pull up tough. You notice that we're stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh babe, I wanna get with ya and take your pretty picture. My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pants. Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romance. And cause she's wet, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying fat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. I like him around and big. And when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself, I'm acting like an animal. No, here's my stand-up. I wanna get you home. And whoa, double up, whoa, whoa. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want a real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Johnny sees in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not me, bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya.
But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby, got it going on. A lot of cities won't like this song, 'cause them punks like to hit it and quit it, and I'd rather stay and play. 'Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys gotta shout, baby got my back, baby got
thoughts? Anyone?
You all were texting me like crazy. My phone was blowing up. I'm sorry.
But I had to. So hope that helps. They actually put that in the show because they were kind of, at some point we watch all of the kids graduate and go to college. And in college, Kurt Hummel really wants to join show choir in college. And everyone's kind of like, don't do it. It's like not like fun and like interesting like it is in high school. They're like weird. And it's like a play on like show choir in high school, you know, show choir is like a high school thing, and like it kind of like translating it to college is a little, not to be like a hater, but it's definitely a different vibe. And so those guys, Kurt comes in to be like, you know, like, let's just see what it's about. And they perform that song. And that's kind of what sells him on, well, let me not join show choir in college, but to maybe, so you guys will forgive me, I'm going to play you guys some sweet, sweet music by Santana. This is her best song in the whole show. You can argue with me on that. And you actually, there's so many songs, you might be right about something, but this one is one of her best. This is Back to Black.
With his same old safe bed,
so freaking good. I hope you've all forgiven me for the Baby Got Back incident that I purposefully did on absolute purpose. That is just, I think, one of the most beautiful songs that is sung in the whole show. And Santana absolutely kills it, but she kills it every time. So there's not a single song that she doesn't do well. Even Trouty Mouth, like the song that she writes about Sam. Trouty Mouth. So good. So freaking good. this next one, I actually have a deep fond connection to because I performed this way back in the day. It is a Harding song. it is a hard song, but Rachel Berry does an amazing job. I don't like Rachel Berry as a character, but her voice, sickening. It is so good. This is To Love You More by Rachel Berry.
Take me back into the arms I love. Like you did before, touch me once again and remember when there was no one that you wanted more. Don't go, you know you break my heart. She
moment of silence because that... Oh, me talking is running out. Hold on one second. Yeah. That was good. Just so beautiful. She just has such a beautiful voice. This next one is a banger. Okay. It is Blame It On the Alcohol by the Glee Cast.
Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drum, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Yeah, she says she usually don't, but I know that she won't. Cause I don't know she won't, but she don't want to seem like she's easy. I ain't saying what you won't do, but you know we probably gonna do what you been feeling deep inside. I don't lie now.
Boy, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and you're down. I know.
Another cup up, feeling on your butt, but you don't even care now. I was unaware how fine you was before my bus set in. Blame it on the drug, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka. Blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tap, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Oh, see, she's put some drink on me, and now I'm knowing she tipsy. She put her body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside,
boy, what you drinking? Gonna let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see where we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round when you're down, I know it.
A feeling on your pop, what? You don't even care now. I was unaware how fine you was before my bus set in.
My bus set in.
Blame it on the juice, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drugs, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka. Blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tack. And they come screaming, money ain't a thing if you ain't throw it up in the sky.
In the sky.
And then drinks up high.
And you might end up hurting mama, sleeping by their own bottles. If you're looking like a model, when them both fellas call them by.
So fire. It is so good. That song used to be when I was younger, that song was like actually on my main playlist because it was just so darn good. That's in the episode where they underage drink for the first time and they get hung over and they're like, you know how to solve that? Drink some more. And then they drink Bloody Marys while they're at school. And then they perform it drunk. And then Will Schuster is like, guys, that was great. Do whatever you guys did at the competition. And they're like, but then they have like a talk about like alcoholism because they think that because they drank twice, they're like alcoholics. Whatever. So this next song, bringing it back down a little bit, is Shake It Out by the Glee Cast. It is just so beautiful. It's so sweet. I love it.
Regrets collect like old friends, here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way, I can see no way. And all of the ghouls come out to play.
Every demon walks his pound of flesh, but I like to keep some things to myself. I like to keep my issues strong. can see no way, I can see no way. I'm always dragging that horse around. Our love is past just such a mournful sound. Tonight I'm gonna bury that horse in the ground.
So I like to keep my issues strong, but it's always darkest before the dawn.
Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Ooh, oh, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Ooh, oh, and it's hard to dance with the devil on your back, so shake him off.
The drinks in the dark at the end of my road. And I'm ready to suffer and I'm ready to hoe. It's a shot in the dark and right in my throat. Cause
looking for heaven, found the devil in me. Looking for heaven, found the devil in me. But what the hell? I'm gonna let it happen.
That was Shake It Out. It is by the singers, and that is Santana, Mercedes, Tina, Brittany, and Sugar Mata, who Sugar Mata is just such a queen. This next and last song of Teletoons Glee episode, well, part one, because we are going to do another one because there's just so many songs for me and Chloe to cover. So when Chloe is back, we will do another one. Trust. And all these other bangers that I haven't played on here yet, I won't be playing out that one. This next one is actually an original song by the Glee cast. It's in an episode where they decide they want to write original songs. Rachel Berry writes one and she sings it solo and it's absolutely beautiful. And then this one is just so cute and it's so sweet. And at the end, they throw slushy confetti into the audience. It is called Loser Like Me by the Glee cast.
Think that I'm a zero, but hey, everyone you wanna be probably started off like me. You may say that I'm a freak show,
I don't care,
but hey, give it just a little time, I bet you're gonna change your mind. All of the dirt you've been throwing away, it ain't so hard to take. That's right, cause I
right. Just go ahead and hate a man by your mouth, so everyone can hear. Hit me with the words you got.
That was Loser Like Me by the Glee Cast. And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe minus Chloe on WIOX Internet, B-Side Internet Radio. Shoot! I did such a good job. We went a little bit over, but have a great, great night, guys. I love you all, and thank you for being so active while I was alone. Okay, have a good night. Bye.